100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. It's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the story. And the topic that was posted for this week was store. And we got a few stories in this week. I think people were taking the holiday off or being creative or something, and that's okay. You know, we'll still be here when the creative juices start flowing. You can ask Santa for them. I'm sure that they're in the juice aisle at the store, although maybe a holistic store or something. I don't know. What we do have, well, you enjoy. You cherish. You don't chase N plus one when you've got good N with you. And that probably doesn't make any sense. I'll explain it at some point one of these days. Anyway, here are the stories, and I'll check in with you when we wrap things up.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you had a good week, and here's my story. I am a good mother. I always bought good food for you. There was that time when you went to the store to buy bread, and when you came back you said, "No more." "But why?" And you said, "There was a tavern next door, and the man looked at you funny." And I said, "What a wimp. That's life. You need to get used to it." You were 12, and you had to toughen up. I'm a good mother. I taught you stuff you needed to survive. But now, we don't talk. And it's all your fault. Your fault. This is my story for this week, or by my blog at lizziegoodkov.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, everyone. This is Richard, and this is my story on the topic store, and it's called The Old General Store. The Old General Store was a wonderful place. Run by Jake and Bessie Abbott, it was a real family business, a magical place filled with wonders. As a kid, I used to wander around seeing what treasures were hidden away in boxes, stashed on its many shelves and in dusty corners. Whatever you wanted, they had it. Jake and Bessie passed away. The store was torn down and out-of-town developers bought the land. Now the old general store has been replaced by a massive Walmart. It's not a wonderful place, but whatever you want, they have it. Okay, that's me done. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is a continuation of What Could Possibly Go Wrong, 017. Parker took store of the current situation, backtracking to the moment Don Ford had set him in motion. It felt as if weeks had passed. How did he get so wanky? Who is that guy with the Don? Where are either of them? "He's coming around," said the barkeep, taking an advised step or two away from the cuffed man. The man blinked, pulled at his arms. "You're making a dangerous move, Sonny Jim," snarled the man. Ford moved the duck pint glass towards him. "We'll see." And then they did. The liquid blue appeared. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Thank you. this is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. I put her in the cold store. It seemed the thing to do. Hung her from a meat hook. She was turning blue. Soon her struggles ended. I left her there, some more. You cannot be too careful. And I wanted to be sure. I waited overnight. And then I took her down. Chopped her into pieces. The white meat and the brown. I packed her into boxes. And sent her in the post. To all her friends and family. The ones who loved her most. As for the leftovers, they were all for me. I had them for tea.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 817 with the prompt of store. Here's my story. After the end of his last class, Sabrina followed Bilbert out of the school. Bilbert scowled over his shoulder at the girl behind him. "Are you following me?" She shook her head angrily. "If you would slow down, I could walk with you and not just follow you. I need to get something from the store before we go to the ceremony tonight." Bilbert stopped in his tracks. "Tonight? You expect me to be part of your ceremony just like that?" Sabrina smiled. "No, not just like that. I told you, I need to get something from the store." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Hamilton's store had been in the neighborhood for years, until his phone told him that there was an alarm at his store. He turned on the news and he saw his store burning. Watching the security camera companies recording in the cloud, recognizing his employees among the looters. One of them had a can of gasoline. He called a staff meeting at the burned-out store, and when they showed up, he handed each an envelope filled with Monopoly money. The cops arrested the employees, insurance paid his claims, and Hamilton moved away. The building is still an abandoned, burned-out shell.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of store. Did you enjoy them? Well, go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You can leave a comment for the people to see. Or you can check out the archives, over 16 years of stories. You can join on in. And the next topic will be left. So go ahead and start writing now, and all the topics for next year have been posted with when they are, so you get a good idea of what's coming down the road. And speaking of that, it's time for me to head out, so thank you all for being a part of this. And Christmas is Saturday, So if that's your thing, have yourselves a fling. And until then, thank you for being a part of this and listening. And as always, keep it brief.